The chief of police of Columbus, Ohio, has relieved a police officer of duty after the fatal shooting of a 47-year-old unarmed black man early Tuesday morning, 3 weeks after the police shooting death of a 23-year-old black man in the same city. And in both cases, there are questions about a lack of body camera video. In Tuesday morning's incident, the officer was wearing a camera but didn't activate it before the shooting. A month ago, a sheriff deputy involved in the shooting of the 23-year-old was not wearing a camera. Reporter Nick Evans from member station WOSU is here. And Nick, the victim from early yesterday morning has not been identified, but officers were responding to a call about a suspicious car. There is video from the scene. What do we know?
Right. Well, we don't know quite everything yet. The one disturbing element here is that, you know, the officers involved did not turn on their cameras until after the shots were fired. It's continuously recording like 60 seconds and then overriding that. So we have 60 seconds of video of the interaction, but no audio.
Well, what does the video tell us, if anything, about this man who was shot?
What we know is that there was apparently someone at their garage, and then someone was shot. We don't know if the person shot was coming out of the garage or coming out of the car.
What is the rule? Is there a requirement for police officers? Are they supposed to flip their cameras on?
Yeah, absolutely. It is department policy that for any interaction that they're going to have with the public, any sort of call that they're going out on, they're supposed to turn on their camera. In this case, one would think that, you know, getting out of your cruiser on a non-emergency call, I mean, that should probably be the time to do so.
Yeah. This is the second fatal shooting in a month by law enforcement
right.
In your city. A sheriff deputy shot and killed 23-year-old Casey Goodson Jr., a young man with no criminal record. In that case, there's no video at all and no witnesses. Is that because a sheriff's deputy doesn't wear a camera?
Yes, absolutely. The sheriff himself released a statement basically, you know, echoing one of the things that we continually hear from law enforcement, that these cameras are a means of actually vindicating them in these sorts of circumstances. But of course, in the Columbus police instance, the camera itself wasn't turned on.
Yeah. Well, both Columbus police and the U.S. Attorney's Office are investigating the shooting of the 23-year-old. But how are people reacting to these two shootings in 1 month?
Absolute frustration and anger. I mean, the mayor during yesterday's press conference, he seemed probably more angry than I've seen him ever before. He said that, you know, the city is just exhausted with this string of, you know, stories that sort of echo what we saw with, you know, George Floyd, where, you know, there's just these examples where, you know, you want to treat every instance as a separate event, but they all seem to sort of rhyme in a way.
Yeah. And are we hearing from the police about the difficulty of having to, you know, think to turn on a camera when it was supposed to be a simple call? Or I don't know. Are there police speaking out?
About this particular case, not yet. The police have been coordinating response pretty thoroughly in this instance. Mm. It's all kind of coming in a pretty limited and controlled fashion.
That's reporter Nick Evans of WOSU. Thank you so much, Nick.
Happy to do it.